one of my favorite guys on the beat here in San Diego. Been doing Padre baseball for almost as long as I. Bernie, when did you first crack the press box at old Jack Murphy Stadium covering Padres?
Crack the code, yeah. Bros, on opening day of 1991.
91? Really?
When T. Gwynn Jr.'s dad was swinging the lumber heading into the second half of his career.
That's 33 years and counting.
Yes, it is.
If I'm not mistaken, you've presided over a lot of championships in that time, huh, Bern?
You know, there's a couple of lines that... you know, we're judicious about using, but I guess I might as well throw it out. I think what you're saying is the four of us have as many World Series rings as they do, right?
True that. True that. I mean, we're not talking only Padres. I mean, it's been a drought.
We still have as many Super Bowl rings as the NFL team that used to play here.
Yes, we do.
But Chris Marlowe has us all beat. He has a national championship. To give your Aztec some credit.
1975, men's volleyball. 73.
I think it was 73, bro.
Okay.
Man, we have the bearer of misinformation in studio here.
Do you want me to look it up and potentially...
No, I don't.
You know,
no, it is 1973 because I wrote about it last year when your text made it to the Final Four.
Ah,
but
very good.
Count the there number of championships SDSU has on one finger.
Bernie, let me get your
assessment of this 2024 version of the Padres here as we almost are through about the first month of season for this team.
My assessment, Junior, is the hotshot rookie center fielder seems to be a keeper. He is fun to watch. In fact, Sunday he swooped in for a ball that could have been Tatis's very effortlessly, you know, and seems to be a, you know, like I said, a keeper. Cease pitching well. And then Tatis's cleats are otherworldly. They're worth paying attention to. But other than that, after last year, I'm just going to say that the burden of proof is on them. Mm. You know, after everything that happened in the clubhouse, in the front office, you know, the burden of proof on what kind of team this is, it's on them. And if they, I guess we'll find out on the first day of the playoffs whether they're in the playoffs. How's that for a condensed version of things down at the ball yard?
Fair enough. Seems
pretty honest appraisal of things. Having hung around, though, this group, you know, as you do, Associated Press sports writer Bernie Wilson, our guest. What is your vibe with this team? I'm not talking wins and losses. I'm talking more just the vibe in the clubhouse. Does this team have a different feel to, you know, because you talked about, you know, how last year didn't work out on or off the field. Do you get a sense that this year has a better chance of working?
Again, Chris, to be determined. I mean, remember a year ago, everybody was still, you know, in the parade, World Series incoming mode. And it was toward the end of April that things started souring and fingers started to be pointed, including by some people on the outside. And rumors and innuendo weren't real heavy. But I think so far the vibe's good. I mean, you know, going back to Jackson Merrill, he seems very composed. I guess he's 21 now. Started the season as a 20-year-old. But he seems very composed. But, you know, you just can't tell. We're around him for 45 minutes to an hour before the game. And then maybe 20 minutes after the game, all seems well. But again, as Boach would say, there's a lot of ball still to be played. And I'm just going to let, you know, so let's just say the early report card is the vibin' is good. Okay. But is it really early? Is there such a thing as early? You know, this team could be in first place in the division if it had played better while the Dodgers were in their mini free fall last week. So I'm going to go ahead and throw that one out there. How's that for You know, captain calls it like it like he sees it. So, you know, again, after last year was just such a vibe killer toward the end, but I'm just not willing to, you know, profess anything or, you know, declare anything with this team other than so far so good.
All right, you've made it pretty evident that you're going to hold pat on in terms of the Padres, so I'm going to shift gears a little bit. The other exciting sports team, at least coming into this year, is the Aztecs football team. They had their weekend last week that sounded like it went pretty well. I mean, what's your take on the excitement of with the Aztec football team?
Seems to be about 100% higher than it was at the end of last year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, you don't ever want to see anybody get fired or pushed out, but it was clearly time for Hope to go, even though, you know, when they put out the press release saying he was retiring, it's like, yeah, right. How many guys retire with 3 years on their contracts? It's like the baseball coach over there retired with 3 years on his contract. But it was, regardless of semantics, it was a badly needed change. I mean, that, again, you hate to see people lose jobs and it affects families, but they got, you know, a 2-year-old stadium that they have a lot of seats to fill.
Yeah.
And so, you know, let's, again, we'll see what happens if this, you know, the, when you come in and assign a nickname to an offense, it better live up to it, right? The Aztec Fast. I think, you know what, fellas, you put the nickname on it, and the rest of us will be the judges of whether it is going to be Aztec Fast or not. So, but again, you know, give them at least the opener before everybody starts whining. But don't they open against Texas A&M Commerce or something like that?
Yes. Scraby thought it was Texas A&M for a while.
I think everybody did until they saw hyphen Commerce.
They saw the hyphen, yes.
Let me just tell you, and I told Hoke this back when he was still ball coaching out there, and I've told J.D. Wicker, there's no way the Aztecs want a piece of my Idaho Vandals.
Yes, you know, your Vandals.
That's why they scheduled Idaho State the last 2 years, Idaho.
You know, I did a football game with Mr. Leitner at Moscow, Idaho.
The Kibbe Dome.
The Kibbe Dome many years ago with Ryan Lindley at quarterback. And God forbid Idaho did win that game.
By 14 points.
Yes, I couldn't talk to you for a few years. Bernie Wilson.
Clearly Bernie remembers.
Yes, he remembers. He remembers.
Yeah, I let Hope remember that too. So, yeah. But again, it seems like they've changed the culture. Well, who knows if anybody changes the culture? But again, Chris, you used the word vibe on the clubhouse. They've changed the vibe out there at the Snapdragon. So, you know, good luck to them, and you know, who wouldn't want another Mountain West championship? Right?
21, I think they're still shooting for over there. Bernie Wilson is with us. Hey, Bernie, is San Diego, in your mind, a good sports town? I'm talking about from the fans' perspective. We seem like we have to defend ourselves here in San Diego, that we're good fans, we love our team, we care about our team, we support our team. Where do you honestly rank us when you look around the country at other fans?
I don't know about an actual ranking. Let's start with the bad. The trophy case is empty. But to use your word vibe, because vibing is a good word, there is no more fire. There's no more fired up places to be on game day, game night than Petco Park or Viejas Arena.
Yeah.
So credit to the fans. They turn out. They spend a lot of money to see the product. And a lot of money to buy beer. But, you know, the place, Petco has been jumping the last 2 years, full credit to the fans. Let's give credit where credit's due. You know, these fans want to see a championship, and they're willing to pay the price. And the same with Viejas Arena. It had sort of, BS, it seemed like it fell off a little bit, but it's back to, you know, you better, here's how I judge things. You better be in the parking structure across from Viejas a little before an hour before tip off because you got the boosters backing into their parking spots. And that's
there you go, Tony. Right? Tony Gwynn Jr. is one of those guys who backs in. We have that discussion.
Pete, we got to have words, bro. And Matt, didn't you post something about people backing in?
Yes, I did over the weekend.
Okay, yeah. And you
Bernie, I should have known you didn't like people who backed into their spots.
I appreciate it.
The boosters are backing in their parking spaces. I love it.
That's why you have to get there. You know, I usually try to shoot for about an hour and a half before tip-off. That way you don't have to wait for boosters backing in. And you can tell the Aztecs have it in the bag when the great rush to the parking structure starts with 2 minutes on the clock.
Yes, people do need to get out. It's a tough place to get out of.
Oh, it's a horrible place
it
to
is.
Get out of.
Unless, but I'm glad that they have that problem because they for many years they didn't have that problem. So.
Right, it's a first world problem. So from that perspective, it is a good sports city. And let's throw soccer into the mix, too, the Wave.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a lot of games, but there's a vibe out there. When the big European clubs come in, there's a vibe. I did the... what was it, Man U and
Wrexham?
And Wrexham. I think that's still the biggest crowd at the Snappy. It was for a friendly soccer in which Super Paul Mullen was injured and a hush fell over the place about 11 minutes in. Do you guys know who Super Paul Mullen is?
I'd love to say that I do, I'm going to have to.
Okay, he's the striker for Wrexham.
Okay.
So anyway, that was a great series. But, no, I mean, there can be good vibe. It's just the teams have to do a better job on starting to fill the trophy case.
Yeah. So the bad was the trophy case, but that was you just laid out the good there for us.
And look, there's no better place. Sunny in 72. I mean, the ballpark, granted, at night sometimes it dips down to 68 and it gets dark, but they do have light, so that's good.
It's down to 68.
Sometimes, yeah, it dips a little bit. But no, it is a, from that perspective, it's a great town, and the whole gas lamp vibe, you just can't beat it.
Do you feel like, go ahead, Tony.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. That was you.
I went past the other two SoCal ball yards on Saturday. The Big A sits out in the middle of a massive parking lot, as does Dodger Stadium, and there's just no vibe around it. But again, kudos to the Morris Lucchino team and Larry, rest in peace, for calling that one on moving downtown. It's just, the All-Star game in 2016 remains the benchmark for absolute bonkers event downtown. And it just, imagine if they ever do get a World Series here. It'll be absolutely insane.
We can think it through, and it does sound like it'll be pretty cool. Bernie, you're the man. I hope when they get to the World Series, you get to cover it because nobody's had to put up with longer baseball nights than you have. And we didn't even get into the Chargers on this conversation or the ex-Chargers. But
they've only got a couple years before my time has expired and I move off into the retired world. So andale, muchachos.
Let's make it happen before we lose Bernie to retirement.
Yeah, you bet, guys. We'll see you at the ball yard on Friday night.